Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is titled The Christian Servant's Teachability, and is based on Acts 8, 30 and 31. Understand thou what thou readest? How can I, except some man should guide me? The third quote-unquote ability the Christian servant must have is teachability. An easy way to understand this principle is to observe its opposite. Those who do not have a teachable spirit talk far more than they listen, read very little, resent or retaliate against constructive criticism or correction, blame everyone else for their failure, and certainly won't ask a question when it might reveal their ignorance. In dramatic contrast, the story of the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, 26 through 39 is a wonderful example of how each of us should be. First, a teachable spirit recognizes its own emptiness. Ethiopia refers not to the modern-day country, rather to ancient Nubia, south of Egypt in what is today Sudan. This man was an important official of Candace, which is a title, not a proper name, queen of the Ethiopians, and was in charge of all her treasure. While the law prohibited eunuchs from entering the Lord's assembly, Deuteronomy 23:1, he had nonetheless become a follower of Yahweh, and had gone to Jerusalem to worship. But there was still an emptiness in his heart. Judaism of that day had degenerated so far that it was little more than a works-oriented religion, like all others. He was reading the book of Isaiah, undoubtedly from a scroll that would have been expensive and difficult for a Gentile to obtain. Specifically, in verse 32, he was reading Isaiah 53, verses 7 and 8. But did not understand it. Secondly, therefore, a teachable spirit responds with inquiry. One version of an ancient Far Eastern story describes a young martial arts student who interrupted the master each time the master introduced a new technique. "Oh, I know that. I do this when that happens." The master finally stopped talking, picked up a teapot, and began pouring tea into the student's cup. When the cup was full, however, the master continued pouring, and the tea overflowed. "Stop!" the student shouted. "That's enough. My cup is full." The master smiled and replied, "Yes, your cup is full, and I can teach you nothing until you empty your cup." Likewise, in response to Philip's question, the eunuch asked, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" Therefore, a teachable spirit is aware of its limitations and lack of knowledge, and humbly submits to those who can teach the needed truth. It is also willing to change with more knowledge. Third, then, a teachable spirit rejoices in its enlightenment. While some insist that verse 37 is not part of the original text, there is textual evidence that it is definitely part of the text, but more importantly, it clearly belongs here, since, as John Gill put it, quote, "it contains so clear a confession of faith required of persons to be baptized, which was used in the truly apostolic times," unquote. So, with new knowledge and understanding, the eunuch believed the message and went on his way rejoicing, verse 39, rejoicing in the truth that Jesus was the fulfillment of what Isaiah had spoken. You see, a teachable spirit brings joy. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following verses tell us about a teachable spirit? Proverbs 2, verses 2 and 4, Proverbs 3, 7, Proverbs 9, 9, and finally 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Our next episode is accountability, and is based on Romans 14:12 every one of us shall give account of himself to God. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek him early.